This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, we tell about vitamins. The word vitamin dates back to Polish scientist Casimir Funk in 1912. He was studying a substance in the hull that covers rice. This substance was believed to cure a disorder called beriberi. Funk believed the substance belonged to a group of chemicals known as amines. He added the Latin word vita, meaning life. So he called the substance a vitamine, an amine necessary for life. Which foods should be eaten to keep us healthy? Let us look at some important vitamins for these answers. Vitamin A helps prevent skin and other tissues from becoming dry. It is also needed to make a light-sensitive substance in the eyes. People who do not get enough vitamin A cannot see well in darkness. They may develop a condition that dries the eyes. This can result in infections and lead to blindness. Vitamin A is found in fish liver oil. It also is in the yellow part of eggs. Sweet potatoes, carrots, and other darkly colored fruits and vegetables contain substances that the body can change into vitamin A.
Vitamin B1 is also called thiamine. Thiamine changes starchy foods into energy. It also helps the heart and nervous system work smoothly. Without it, we would be weak and would not grow. We also might develop beriberi. Thiamine is found not just in whole grains, like brown rice, but also in other foods. These include beans and peas, nuts and meat and fish. Another B vitamin is niacin. It helps cells use food energy. It also prevents pellagra, a disease that causes weakness, reddish skin, and stomach problems. Niacin is found in meat, fish, and green vegetables.
Vitamin B12 is needed so folic acid can do its work. Together, they help produce red blood cells. Vitamin B12 is found naturally in foods like eggs, meat, fish, and milk products. Folic acid has been shown to prevent physical problems in babies when taken by their mothers during pregnancy. Vitamin B12 is found in green leafy vegetables and other foods like legumes and citrus fruits. In some countries, it is added to products like bread. Vitamin C is needed for strong bones and teeth and for healthy blood passages. It also helps wounds heal quickly. The body stores little vitamin C, so we must get it every day in foods such as citrus fruits, tomatoes, and uncooked cabbage. Vitamin D increases levels of the element calcium in the blood. Calcium is needed for nerve and muscle cells to work normally. It also is needed to build strong bones.
Vitamin D prevents the children's bone disease, rickets. Ultraviolet light from the sun changes a substance in the skin into vitamin D. Fish liver oil also contains vitamin D. In some countries, milk producers add vitamin D to milk so children will get enough. Vitamin K is needed for healthy blood. It thickens the blood around a cut to stop bleeding. Bacteria in the intestines normally produce vitamin K. It can also be found in pork products, liver, and in vegetables like cabbage, kale, and spinach.
Some people fear they do not get enough vitamins from the foods they eat, so they take products with large amounts of vitamins. They think these products, called vitamin supplements, will improve their health and protect against disease. Many adults now take vitamin supplements every day. Several studies have not been able to show that taking vitamin supplements, in addition to a balanced diet, helps to prevent disease. One study found that older Americans do not get enough vitamin C and required minerals. The study involved more than 6,000 individuals. More than half of them took vitamin supplements.
Vitamins are important to our health. A lack of required vitamins can lead to health problems. Different vitamins are found in different foods, grains, vegetables and fruits, fish and meat, eggs and milk products. And even foods that contain the same vitamins may have them in different amounts. Experts say this is why it is important to eat a mixture of foods every day to get enough of the vitamins our bodies need.
This Science in the News program was written by Brianna Blake. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty.